What's that?
Here I got to meet the Steve.
How about those Beavers? Huh?
How about?
Oh.
I mean, you feel you threw the ball better than the numbers indicate?
Yeah. I mean, like I said after the game, I felt like most of the time the ball was going to the right spot. Reads were good, had a couple, you know, mental errors. But other than that, I thought the ball was going to the right place. And, you know, I saw the defense, you know, as I prepared and, you know, did the right things.
How do you keep the frustration of not seeing the fruition of that happen? I mean, how do you keep that from getting to you and kind of taking over you and kind of, you know, making you upset?
I think that,
Human nature.
Well, I was talking to Dave yesterday about it, and he was like, you know, I thought you did a good job, but just kind of kept going. And, he, you know, I think he got a little bit more frustrated than I did. But, you know, it's, you know, I understand. You know, it's happened before. It's not like the end of the world. I continue to, you know, be confident in those guys and, you know, make sure they know I trust them and the ball's going to keep coming. And, you know, it's not the end of the world. We've thrown and caught it well. Both those guys have caught the ball really well. And, you know, we're going to keep working on it this week.
You've been a quarterback for a long time. You've seen games where it seemed like it's contagious. One guy drops one and then the whole game. Was that a case of that happening Sunday? I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not really honestly too bent out of shape about it. We won the game. We played awesome on, you know, two phases of the spectrum, our defense and special teams. And, you know, obviously we got to hold our end of the bargain up. But we ran the ball well, and the offensive line played good. And the rest of it will take care of itself.
What is it about the Steelers that they seem to have this team's number, 11 in a row?
Games that I've played in, we just haven't finished. You know, we've played pretty well. And, you know, just haven't finished the ball game. But I wouldn't say I don't want to get too involved in the, you know, story about us not beating them 11 times in a row or anything like that. It's a new season. It's, you know, a new year. And we're, you know, we're different players than, you know, than they've had in the past. And we're a different team, so.
Last week, as patient as you think you've been as a quarterback, you know, stuff's not going right and you still, you know, really to make a big mistake.
I was happy with it. You know, in a game like that, you know, he's just, you know, we're just trying to obviously not make mistakes, not give them opportunities. Our defense is playing good. You know, run the ball, be smart with the ball. Obviously, the interception wasn't a very good decision, but for the most part, I thought, you know, as ball being, keeping the ball safe, I did a pretty good job of that.
Talked to you after the game. Did that ball move on you in the wind, or was it?
I probably shouldn't have thrown it there to begin with, but it did.
Address these stories now with Brady. You know, his house. You know, he's selling his house, and you talk to him. What do you think his mindset is?
I know that he had. You know, obviously, I don't know what his plans were or why he did it, but you know, I have to ask him about that. It's not really any of my business to speak for him. And but I mean, I know he's been working. He's, you know, he's been, you know, preparing and, you know, and had good weeks of practice.
Go back in your time you played against the Steelers. Is there a moment that sticks out, or a, you know, a play that kind of crystallizes the matchup to you?
Not really. I mean, I think just the excitement of the game, the rivalry. You know, Kellen and Joey Porter going at it. You know, him stiff arming Joey. You know, just, you know, the emotion that's in the game. You know, make both teams understand the rivalry. Just, you know, that part of it. You know, I obviously have a sour taste in my mouth from the time, you know, when we had him down up there a couple of years ago, and I'll never forget that. But you know, just that emotion that, you know, the game has.
How excited are you to have Troy back up there Sunday?
Excited.
How does he change? I mean, it looks like he's all over the field.
Yeah, he you know, obviously isn't. He just plays. You know, he trusts his instincts. He, you know, he reads routes. He tries to read your eyes. Great football player. I've been playing against him since I was in high school. So, you know, I know the magnitude and the effect that he can have on a game.
Derek, you mentioned that, you know, you needed to hold up your end of the bargain. To do that Sunday against a team that presents a lot of problems, what specifically do you guys have to do offensively to be successful?
Be smart. You know, obviously throwing and catching, being in the right spots, run the ball, and, you know, and be smart with the ball. Can't turn the ball over. You know, our defense has been playing well, and, you know, and expect them to do the same.
Is Eric handled this Pittsburgh week any different than previous coaches? He talked about it. It's a given. You guys should know how important this game is. You know, some coaches in the past have said it's another game.
No, I mean, I don't think you overanalyze or, you know, get super hyped up about it. I mean, you do get excited about the game, but, I mean, it is a game, and, we, you know, we got to prepare the same we would for any other opponent. I think that's what, you know, people have said as far as it's another game. I don't think they mean it like it's just another game. I think you still have to prepare and get yourself ready the same as you would every other week.
The rush in the city, you know, this game is, they all count the same, but this is one that you circle, and the people, and, you know, come to the games on Sunday, they circle it too.
Right. No, I mean, I think most guys, maybe not the rookies, but guys that have been here a while, understand the magnitude of this game and what it means to the city.
I got to ask you, when, you know, you've been in a starter and then pulled and then back, do you ever give great advice on how to deal with it? I mean, you had a good attitude week one after you didn't get that job. Have you talked to Brady about that?
We haven't, you know, sat down and talked about it, but, I mean, I think we both, you know, I support him, he supports me. You know, our relationship doesn't change. Cool. Thanks, guys.